Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Got a sunburn today. Me and Anthony, we were out at the range yesterday. Got a little torch. I was surprised, man. It got up in the 80s yesterday.
Yeah, I'm a white man.
I know.
Northern European, 100%.
Yeah.
That's what it says in my fucking whatever that stupid shit is.
I didn't bother with suntan lotion yesterday.
Yeah, I never will.
No need. No.
I never will.
I'm against it.
I'm not a coward.
Yeah, exactly. Much like our guest here today, he's not a coward. Goddamn, standing up for his rights, man. We got the misfit patriot in the house today. How are you, man?
I'm good, brother. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I was looking outside to see if any feds were with you and didn't see any cars.
Well, you don't, I mean, depending on how good they are, they might be there. I don't know.
They could be there.
My experience with the federal government is a high level of incompetence, actually.
Okay.
That's true.
Well, we'll get into it today here because right now, President Biden allegedly is going after big tech with Apple and some other things to make it seem like he's on the American people's side. On the other side of it, YouTube and some of the other social media platforms are pulling people's information as far as who viewed what videos or commented on videos or posts and things like that. You got caught up into this, and it's one of those things where you read a news story like this, and you're like, eh, how bad is it? This can't be true. It can't be happening in our country, and then the FBI shows up at your house.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, they specifically told me that they didn't have any specific post that they were talking about. They basically came to my house. I was at work because I'm not a fucking liberal. And I went.
Well, you got to work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We actually work for a living. so I could. My Ring doorbell was being finicky. So I said, here's my number. Just call me. So they called me. And I don't answer questions. I already had that in my head. But I just asked them two questions. I said, what's this about? And was there a specific social media post that you're referring to?
Yeah.
They said, no, we reviewed your social media. We found nothing illegal, but we do need to come talk to you. And they were like, can we come meet you right now? I was like, no, like, no. I go, I have a lawyer. You can talk to them.
Did you provide his name and number and all that info?
Yeah. So I asked him, I said, is this number that you're calling me from a good number to reach you at? And he said, yes. I said, okay, I'm going to have my lawyer contact you right now.
Okay.
And then he basically, I mean, the conversation went on a little bit. Basically, he was like, no, he really pressed to come meet me. Like, he was like, we can come meet you right now. We can go meet you at a Starbucks. And like a red flag right there, a Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever said Black Rifle Coffee?
If he said Black Rifle,
all right, cool,
know,
man.
What if he wanted to meet you at a gay bar or something?
Oh, then I would have gone.
I would have gone to that.
Yeah, no. That's where Diddy's meeting.
Go to this place called Meat Hooks where they spray hot foam on us. But yeah. No, it's just... by the way, I'm not gay. I don't know that bar. That doesn't exist. I'm just kidding.
No, you're a homosexual male, and that's it's already out there. Sorry, this is on video.
It's too late. Well,
same as the feds. This is all on video now, and you're a homosexual man fighting the demons.
The dick's out of the butt. But no, he said he wanted to come meet me. I said, talk to my lawyer. My lawyer luckily answered the phone right away because I called them. And that phone call must have lasted maybe 3 minutes, and then my lawyer reached out to them. At that number, no answer. We reached out again, maybe a couple days later. And I think we did one third reach out, like maybe a week after that. And still no response, no reply. Just they said they were there to check a box. It was procedure, et cetera, but that's it. And
but what was the procedure that they gave?
That is a great question because, I mean, today, actually, we're seeing that there's a couple more social media posts that are coming out, like where they told them it was Facebook that flagged their account, and they're just out there to talk to them about posts. I don't know. I'm not on fucking Facebook. Fuck Zuckerberg.
So are we doing the reverse of what the government has been doing, which is where they tell the social media company to censor shit? Are the social media companies now telling them to go fucking look at people. See, it that's because it kind of seems that way. To be
they
honest,
they did say I left this off of the video I made on purpose, but I'm not trying to be dishonest. It's just that I got a lot of haters and stalkers, so I didn't want to, like, you know, sort of give them credit. They did say it was an anonymous complaint. So
oh, gotcha.
So they said it was an anonymous complaint, right? So that could be fucking anything. That could be, you know, like one of my stalkers or my haters. And I've seen this happen before. They've actually, people that have, you know, been like coming after me on the internet before have posted FBI reports that they've made in my name. And like they've said, like I've had big time creators like Tizzy Ant say, like, I filed out a report for you for the FBI. But either way, that none of that really fucking matters, because even if they are filing FBI reports, we go back to the FBI agent said they looked at my social media and found nothing illegal. There was no specific post. So this should have came across some agent's desk, and potentially if they're doing their job properly, they go and they say, okay, well, we gotta do our job and verify this. They go on my social media and they go, oh no, he's just an asshole. Like, and then that's it. Maybe a phone call, but two special agents showing up to my house seems a little excessive, especially when you got people like, you know, Lake and Riley's murderer running around. They could be doing other shit,
mm-hmm.
and they're not. They're coming after people like me who are literally just saying, I don't fucking like Joe Biden. He's a cunt, like shit like that.
Okay. Let's play the video here, Bob, because you did get video and you have posted it on your Twitter. Is this your house?
Yeah, that's my apartment. That's my doormat.
And your doormat was already there in place.
Yeah.
Back with a warrant was already there.
Yeah, no, that was already there. They got a kick out of it. I did the captions so that you could see.
Oh, that's fun. Go ahead and play this video, Bob, for the audience. Oh, you got audio, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Your choice of ringtone or theirs?
That's the one that came with the blink.
Oh, you do seem enjoying the math there. Come back with a warrant. That's really fucking
funny.
Oh, look,
the guy on the left is about to say something. Watch.
Oh, that's pretty funny, it says.
So this is me talking to him. So that's the full recording that I have. Now, right after that video cut off, I gave him my number to call me because it was very choppy. As you can see, I was repeating stuff. So I talked to Mr. Hyland on the phone. And by the way, as far as I know, this is an actual FBI agent who works with the actual FBI. And this is a LinkedIn page showing that FBI agent who works in my city.
Press pause real quick here, Bob. FBI agents are allowed to have a LinkedIn?
So that's
why
the thing.
They operate domestically as a law enforcement officer. They're not intelligence or anything.
Here's why I say it. That's a huge flex. If you were to tell somebody I work for the FBI, like a girl, I'm looking at this from a purely sexual standpoint right now. For right now, if I say, hey, I'm an FBI agent, I don't believe you, great, here's my LinkedIn profile. Well, I guess probably giving that a shot.
I guess it depends
night.
On the girl. I don't think I would fuck a girl who would be impressed by that.
You wouldn't. But I mean, dude, everybody on the left would. Fuck. Yeah. That's a fucking huge tool right there.
It's probably a good rule of thumb not to have sex with somebody who doesn't know what a woman is.
We're not saying that Tristan Hyland does or doesn't.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about liberals.
Clear, to be very clear, there is still a small possibility that that's not an FBI agent. So when I did my original post, you're showing the updated one. I made a couple of posts and I just said, listen, because I'd already gotten the people in the comment section throwing all their conspiracy theories out. They're like, oh, those are people just impersonating. So I was like, okay, so somebody made a fucking LinkedIn page, or they took a LinkedIn page that was already on the internet. They printed up a couple of badges, got one of their fucking buddies to come over and join them, came to my house, rang my fucking doorbell, all for what?
That's a lot.
That's a lot to do. But
also impersonating federal authority, yeah, isn't
that's
that?
That's a felony.
It's a felony. So
yeah, that's a felony.
You're looking at massive jail time for something
yeah,
like that.
So, and so what I did was, just to, you know, cover all the bases, one of my first posts was like, okay, listen, guys, if this isn't an FBI agent, I'm putting this information out there solely to find the person that is impersonating an FBI agent, just because, you know, I'm doing my civic duty. I just want to be a concerned citizen if there are people posing as FBI agents. Because there's no profile picture on there or contact info.
Right.
So, and if you look up, I did it myself, Tristan Hyland on Google Images, he don't pop up anywhere. I don't think he has any social media. I didn't try to stalk him or anything. I did.
Well, hey, but that's why I brought it up. Like, one wouldn't think if you're in the FBI, you'd be allowed to have social media.
Oh, no, you can for sure. Yeah. If any of you guys out there who are federal agents just want to look his name up in the global and let me know if he's a real person or not, that we'll satisfy that right whenever.
Yeah, it's by Tristan's Monday. We'll get it. Tristan
Hyland with a Y.
Hyland.
Yeah, and I asked him who I heard him the first time. I asked him who he was because I wanted to make sure he said it again just in case.
And who was the guy with him? Did you get his name?
No, he flashed his
Slippy.
Head.
Slippy.
It sounded like Slippy. Yeah.
Slippy,
you know,
I think
one
is
of
what
the,
he went by.
The biggest, when I dropped it, before it blew up, just on my own personal Instagram page, the number one question, and with my friends when I sent it to him, was, why do they look homeless? I was like,
that's how they all dress now,
yeah.
Actually.
It's
like fucking hipster FBI agents.
You got all the funny thing is all the conspiracy theories in the comments. Every single like thing that goes on the internet has to have a conspiracy theory. But it's like, oh, those are the what is it called, black hats or black? I don't fucking know. But they're all basically they're trying to make excuses for the most fucking obvious thing. It's the FBI. I mean,
they're just trying to intimidate people.
The one person I think recently, just like 20 minutes ago, was like, it looks like this is a concerted effort to try to discredit the FBI. It's like, no, I'm posting a fucking real video from a real fucking doorbell. I was actually accused of being an FBI agent, too. They were like, I got my
You look buddy. Like one.
Yeah, I definitely do.
You look like you were a J6, and you look like you were in the crowd telling everybody it's fine to go in.
Yeah, it is.
Go in. They've got AC.
Fucking, what's it, Ray Epps? Yeah. Fucking clown. No, it's just weird. I mean, no matter what you put on the internet, everybody's going to say something. But as I stated, right, I believe that these are two FBI agents, and I knew that maybe they've done this to a bunch of other people. One, they knocked on the wrong fucking door, because I knew immediately I was going to put it on the internet. I was like, I'm just going to at least get this out there. And I think more people need to do that if this happens, which I've seen two new stories of two different encounters that are very similar. One of them, I believe, this is what the people are saying, is a pro-Palestine woman who was talking shit about Joe Biden, and Facebook went after her. So if you think about it like this, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm a conservative. She's obviously not. What's the common denominator? Why would the FBI be going after both sides if they're being weaponized? And the common denominator would be reasonably Joe Biden. It would be... they're just going after people who criticize Joe Biden, because both sides are now doing it based off of his position on, you know, the Israel war or whatever. And that's fucking scary. It's scary if it, and this is just speculation, if it is true, and that's their orders. It's like, go through social media, find out who is talking shit about the president, and they're using their First Amendment rights. They're not doing anything wrong. Tell them on the fucking phone they're not doing anything wrong, but still question them anyway and trap them. Get them to open the door. Maybe you get to see some illegal activity going on, and then arrest them. We got a big fucking Fourth Amendment problem, if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, look, am I shocked? Not really. I heard this was going to start happening. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that you actually got video of it, to be honest with you.
Well,
and we're recording, but it feels like everybody these days has Ring or some form of security device outside there. Play the rest of this video, Bum.
And this is a LinkedIn page showing that FBI agent who works in my city. So, conspiracy theorists, most likely that's the FBI, okay? People don't make badges and show up to random people's houses and then record themselves talking to them impersonating agents. Just side note. Now, I would never drop a recorded phone call with the FBI, even if I had one, so you're going to have to take my word for this next part. I talked to this agent on the phone. The agent said that they were at my house, and the only thing that they could tell me is it was in regards to my social media. I asked them if it was about a specific post on my social media, and the reply from the agent was, "No, we looked at your social media and found nothing illegal. We are just here to check off a box. It's procedure." To which I replied, "You need to talk to my attorney. I've told you guys, be prepared for anything, and that includes the FBI coming to your house." So, my attorney reached out to them 5 seconds after I got off the phone with them, which was 5 minutes after I talked to them. They did not answer. They have not returned my attorney's call to this date. We have no further information. I have also reached out to more than one journalist, and they have reached out, as far as I know, and have not heard back either. So, the FBI is showing up to people's houses that aren't committing crimes and trying to check off boxes.
All right, press pause here.
What do you think of that?
That's the end of it.
Okay, that's fine. So, you call the journalists. You give them the number of the FBI who had told you to call them, mm-hmm. and let's chat. They called them. Have you heard back from the journalists?
So that's another interesting part of the story. And I want to be very careful when I say this. I'm not trying to trash the journalists themselves, but three different news organizations that everybody's well know, like you all know the names. All three of them have turned down this story after they looked into it because. One of them was like, we don't want a lawsuit. We don't want, you know, blowback. Another one was like, this can't be, they were essentially gaslighting me. Like, were you at January 6th? They were essentially trying to get information out of me. And I'm like, listen, I'm giving you just the video and my words. If I'm lying, right, then why would I, like, I would put this out there so that it could blow back on me. Wouldn't they come after me? But either way. And then another one was just completely straight up honest. We're going through a lawsuit right now. We don't want to, I think that what they're basically telling me is that these news organizations are afraid of Department of Justice retaliation, which is in violation of the fucking, literally the First Amendment. So the freedom of the press, they could run this story as exactly what it is. This is what we heard. This is a video. These are his words, mm-hmm. right? And then if I'm being dishonest, cool. Like, yeah, like, fucking come after me. I'll fucking dare you to drop the fucking phone call because I know that every communication device that they hand an FBI agent probably has some type of recording on it. And if not, then it's your word against mine. Let's go to fucking court. But I'm not lying. So I found it strange that three different news organizations didn't want to cover this.
Well, look, was one of them Fox?
No, not really, but proxy.
Okay, because they're obviously getting sued multiple times here mm-hmm. by women, men, everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
And then obviously Dominion, which is owned by BlackRock.
It's owned by the same parent group,
sure,
essentially.
Is. And they also own Fox. Now, 6 days ago, Google ordered to identify who watched certain YouTube videos. That article comes out where the federal government asked Google to turn over information on anyone who's viewed multiple YouTube videos. And privacy experts are saying the orders are ridiculous. This is Forbes magazine, yeah. So this isn't like a fringe site here or anything that posted this. And, you know, we had done it last week on fake news. How long ago was this?
This was March 8th, about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So, I mean, and like I said in the video, I tell my followers, I'm like, be prepared for anything. Like, you know, be prepared for the power going out because of a solar flare or whatever, a fucking cyber attack, you know? So I have a go bag at my house. I have a go bag right next to a go fuck yourself bag. I have a one with food and supplies and one with guns.
My go fuck yourself bag is way different.
Yeah.
It's just filled with dildos.
It's a drill, actually. Yeah. Right. And then multiple batteries for my DeWalt drill.
Yeah. DeWalt's good. I would recommend Rigid maybe just because of the name.
I mean, I'm not into puns. So I'm going to stick with DeWalt.
Exactly.
Or as they say in Texas, DeWalt.
Yeah. DeWalt.
DeWalt.
Yeah. Here's my theory on all this stuff, by the way. I think this is part of manufacturing consent amongst the population. I think that these Gestapo-style tactics at a very low level kind of normalizes that behavior. Like, oh, the FBI showed up to your house. And then because half of the population is so fixated on being anti the other half, mm-hmm. no matter what, like people are saying, oh, this is a conspiracy theory to discredit the FBI. I thought you supported the police and all this other horse shit, right? When they've clearly been overreaching DHS, FBI, NSA, CIA inside the United States for years now, right?
Yeah.
You normalize this behavior at a low level where it sounds like you're just complaining about it. And they'll say a number of things. Well, if you're not doing anything wrong, whatever, or it's not that big a deal. And then we're getting back to this. It's just mindset that led to the lockdowns and forced vaccination in this country, right? And the reason I think they're doing that is because they are going to steal this election, and they know that fucking chaos is going to break out, and they want cover. They want half or more of the country to be like, you know what, it's okay. That's why they've been going so hard to try to make these protesters, these trespassers, nonviolent trespassers from January 6th seem like far-right extremists, domestic terrorists, all this other bullshit. So when they steal this election in 24, and then people freak the fuck out and they bring the hammer down on them in an unprecedented way in this country, people mm-hmm. will be like, well, you know, they were domestic terrorists. So
Yeah.
Well, did you see, do you guys know who Isabella Maria De Luca is?
It's a lot of words.
So she's this like 25-year-old girl who was just arrested a couple of weeks ago after footage came out where she was standing near a table on January 6th, and what they charged her with is
I saw that. I didn't know her name.
Proximity to a table.
Proximity to a table that was given to somebody by somebody who may or may not have used it to break a fucking window. And look at the charges that she got, it's like it's bullshit. What they're doing to, I guess you could say, anyone they can, is I think that they know that these videos are going to come out. They know that we're not going to sit back and take it. So they're like, because she's on, you know, posting, she's right back to it. I'm right back to it. Other people are posting this. It's all going viral. And I think they're basically daring us to talk shit. They're basically like, yeah, let's have them push out the message for us. And unfortunately, I'm in a tough position because either do nothing or somebody else does it. So I decided to do something. But they want it known that they're going after people. Otherwise, what's the point, right? What's the point of going after somebody in what's the point of going after a contractor in San Antonio, Texas with 75,000 followers who's just talking some shit, right? I think that what they would, and this isn't a conspiracy theory, this is just a possibility, is what if their goal is to, through us, get the message out there that they will knock on your fucking door. They will arrest you.
That's what I'm saying. They're trying to normalize that behavior.
Yeah.
They want the average American to think, well, I should be careful what I say, what I do, and how I vote.
And you fucking shouldn't.
Yeah, if you look at those sentences from January 6th, right, they've done a really goddamn good job of it. I don't know, did that guy get sentenced who was just here a few weeks ago?
Bob? Luke?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Coffee?
Luke Coffee was his name. He was on the show a few weeks ago.
Let's see.
Look it up. But if you look at these sentences that are coming from January 6th,
Steve Baker too.
I mean, they're massive, and everybody is scared. Where they're like, "Holy shit, dude!"
They turned J6 into the biggest fucking boogeyman, and it really was. It was just a fucking protest. It was nothing in comparison to the BLM riots, where over 30 people fucking died. David Dorn was shot. $2 billion worth of, I believe that's $2 billion.
That's right.
Was destroyed. And you see one day with, maybe they say between 100,000 and 1 million people at it, where I think the most that was done was essentially just some assaults and some vandalism. I'm not saying everybody there did the right thing. It's just apples to fucking oranges. And I don't see anybody really in the media calling it out and just sort of saying, all right, enough of this fucking crazy. The Smith Month Act, like the propaganda that we're allowed to push, and the Patriot Act, the actions that they're allowed to take, is working in unison to create this police state. And I mean, these are the fucking modern day brown shirts. I'm tired of people telling me to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm tired of hearing rank and file guys are great. Listen, if these fucking FBI agents got this fucking post across, or this complaint, or whatever the fuck it was, across their desk, and their first reaction was to not walk into their boss's office and say, fuck you, I'm not going to this kid's house, they're part of the problem, and I'm not giving them any fucking slack.
Are you a kid?
Am I a kid? I'm 38.
I'm kidding.
I'm from Boston. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You're a kid until you're like 70.
Okay.
I would find it hard to believe any of the founders would ever cajole someone into giving the government, the state, the benefit of the doubt, except for maybe Alexander Hamilton, who was the biggest piece of shit around back then.
Hamilton, the play?
Yeah, the guy.
The beloved movie?
The guy who tried to start a federal central bank. Yeah, right from the beginning.
The rapper, right? You're talking about the rapper, right?
The guy who tried to foment insurrection.
Yeah.
From the generals and the Continental Army against Congress. That guy.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is who we're talking about, yeah. Right?
Well, didn't he get canceled?
No.
For saying Mexican or something? He said something.
No, he's still around.
What did he get canceled for?
He got a little bit of heat because
there
weren't enough
canceling.
There weren't enough
Latinx.
In the musical movie In the Heights, yep. Which there weren't enough black people essentially. Latinos, like Dominican, whatever.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Blacktinos?
Mulattoes?
I've never heard of it.
Blacktinks, yeah, like fucking Sammy Blatinx. Sosa.
Yeah, Blacktinks.
Sammy Sosa, Rafael Furcal, they're from the same island.
Are they really?
Right, they're both Dominican, right?
Yeah, David Ortiz looked like a struck match, but I mean, he's technically Latino.
Sure is.
I love David Ortiz.
So do I. Scroll down, by the way, on his feed there, Bob, on his Twitter there. You posted a news story by Fox. Go down. A couple more. There it is. Play that video here. So, by the way, if you don't believe the articles, Fox did cover this the other night as well regarding YouTube and then them asking for information. Play this clip.
Ordered Google to hand over the names, addresses, telephone numbers, and user activity of those who watch certain YouTube videos. The feds were trying to track down a criminal and were apparently tracking you in the process. The senior national correspondent Kevin Cork is live in D.C. with the big news about Big Brother. Kevin, good evening.
Evening, Trace. According to Forbes, the government asking Google to give up names, addresses, phone numbers, and user activity of all account users who access certain YouTube videos back in January of 2023, as you mentioned, as part of a larger criminal investigation. Now, in another instance, police also asked Google to provide a list of accounts that viewed and or interacted with YouTube live streams that could lead to information again on what they claim was a police search. Privacy experts tell Fox Business Tonight, this discovery is absolutely terrifying, saying it allows the police to target people for simply consuming content. Quote, it's unconstitutional, it's terrifying, and it's happening every day. These YouTube warrants are just as chilling, allowing police to target people simply for the content they consume. No one should fear and knock at the door from police simply because of what YouTube's algorithm serves up. Now, the discovery also comes as Meta is said to be changing its algorithm to restrict Instagram users' access to political information. And, of course, as an upcoming Supreme Court ruling could set new standards for free speech. And while it's still unclear tonight if Google gave authorities the requested information, the company tells Fox Business this evening, quote, we have a rigorous process designed to protect the privacy and constitutional rights of our users. It goes on. We examine each demand for legal validity consistent with developing case law, and we routinely push back against overbroad or otherwise inappropriate demands for user data, including objecting to some demands entirely. Now, the DOJ tonight has yet to respond to our request for comment. It is a huge story, a bombshell, some would say, Trace, one that will obviously garner further examination.
Got it. All right. So, yeah. The circumstances of this case were there was a person that they had identified by his online behavior, right?
Okay.
And they were trying to trap him or find where he was or who he was, right? So they sent a link to a YouTube video, right? like a live.
All right.
And then they asked Google for everybody who was viewing that live.
No shit.
Like over 50,000 people.
What the fuck are they going to do with that information? Like,
geospatial information, they could find exactly who it was.
Yeah, because the other part is, let's take a show like ours.
Unless he's smart. I mean, if he's using a VPN or something like that, they're not going to find it. But yeah, if he's just like using non-air gap regular laptop or something, you can find somebody like
that. So, and again, we'll take a show like ours. When we go live on YouTube, there's like 12 different blocks on this fucking channel, so it doesn't really matter. But on average... it's about 1,000 live viewers when Dan and I do, you know, anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500. Mm-hmm. 1,500 people you could just pick off right away, just who are in a live chat at that time, and then you can gather information. Now, take a show like Drinking Bros. They probably know that 90 to 95% of our audience, maybe higher, is probably on the right and is probably voting for Trump. So let's say you said 50,000. So somebody who is averaging in the 50,000 is usually like Shapiro or Crowder, somebody like that.
Tim Pool has about 50,000. Tim Pool's another one.
But you also know who that audience is.
But Dan Bongino's got over 100 almost.
Right. But you also know who Dan Bongino's audience is as well. So that's the best way to throw a wide net over a certain set of people who all believe in the same things.
Exactly.
And that way you've got all their info and, you know, whatever happens, happens, and you can constantly keep tabs on it.
Now, as of the last I looked, no information on whether or not Google actually gave up that data. Their response was pretty opaque.
I bet you they did.
They did.
Their response was, we don't give them everything they want, essentially, right?
Yeah, now, it's like, well, that's like a girl saying, I only let you do anal.
I never do this, but... and she opened her legs.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Now, the other part of this that I'm curious about, and Bob, maybe you can help with this. Do you think that's that black dude's real voice?
No.
No. I didn't even notice that until you said something, and now I can't unhear it.
Yeah, Bob, can you find that video that
Weatherman
that gets attacked by the bee?
That's the best.
Rob, do you want to take a shot?
Oh, if that guy's real voice?
Yeah.
Hey, man! Bullshit!
And we're live here on Fox News. We've called the government, and they have not responded yet.
And that's the best way to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And I know that, obviously, because I was raised black.
Yeah, this motherfucker,
this
dude.
This is probably
this is
what
one
he
of the
really
best videos of
like.
All time.
This is great.
Yeah, this is probably what that guy really sounds like in real life.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that?
Somebody scored it to jazz music reason. Dude. What the fuck? The internet is just the best.
Well, yeah, but that last clip, that's why I don't buy that bullshit about the anonymous complaint. That's why I kind of left it out, because I fucking guarantee you it's most likely it's just like what everything else is, where it's the social media companies working in conjunction with the Justice Department to narrow down and target people, maybe potentially strong voices, maybe they got a fucking supercomputer in the FBI main office. I don't know.
Oh, no, it's in San Antonio, actually.
It's
in San Antonio.
Yeah, it's right where you live.
At the NSA building. It's massive.
Yeah, and so I think that this, like, no proof whatsoever. So I'm not just speculating on something like crazy tinfoil hat shit. But if they were to, let's say, slide some names across a desk of this guy's now, because I'm shadow banned. I get violated all the fucking time. I've been banned more than anybody on the internet. I've been banned over 360 times, right? So they've come at me for years.
For what exactly?
So this all started on TikTok. This is where like I amassed all of my haters, because fuck TikTok. I'm not on it anymore. But I went on TikTok and I started calling out these leftist cancel culture creators. That's why I fuck cancel culture. And they all came after me. There was like five creators that had a collective of like 15 million followers, and they all posted me on the same day. They doxed me. So all of their followers started threatening my mom. They left me 750 negative business reviews. They just came at me with the full force of the internet, right? And some of those stalkers that this was 3 years ago are still around today, which is like why I said that could be that one of the crazy people that just can't reconcile that I never left the internet. Maybe they're filing fake FBI reports, but I highly doubt it, because I think the FBI is smart enough to just dismiss crazy. More likely, it's the social media companies going, okay, this guy gets reported a lot by those people. He gets taken down a lot. He's been banned over and over and over again, but he's still growing a following, and I still do. I get many views. And we need to shut him up, right? Like, but based off of maybe an algorithm or whatever. So I would assume that that's more likely than just some crazy chick in Colorado who's like, he's a racist. And like, you know, like, or even if they make shit up, they've put me on the Nextdoor app as a pedophile. They've posted pictures of my mom's house and threatened to rape her. They've gone after my ex-girlfriend's kids. They've done I've gotten banned off of Stripe, Square.
Why do you keep doing it just out of curiosity? Because you have a real job, right?
Yeah. Oh, because fuck them. That's
no,
why.
No. You personally have a real job.
Yeah,
in this
I
world.
Own my. So this is why, and I'm going to tell you exactly why. It's because they can't fucking cancel me because I'm nobody. All right, like you can't take anything from me because I have a real job. I own my own company. I own my.
What's
own
the company called?
American Tile and Remodeling.
So okay. If you need tile or remodeling and you don't want to talk to some fucking gaylord bitch.
Yeah. And I had a customer that saw them try to cancel me and hired me specifically because of it. He was a cop too. And he walked into his house. He asked me for an estimate. It was a small bathroom. I told him like 10 grand. He goes into his closet, comes out and he puts 10 grand on the bed. And I'm like, this isn't usually how this works. Like, I mean, I usually do a contract and stuff. And he goes, I saw what they're doing to you on the internet. I just want to make sure you're cool. Because they left me 750 negative business reviews on like Google. I still get harassed to this day. You can't cancel me though, because my skill set is very high and I'm in a niche market. And you can't complain to my boss because I don't fucking have one. I've actually had them do that. They've called and they've been like, yeah, you know your employee Zach Bonfiller is racist? And I'm like, yeah, that fucking cunt. Fuck that guy. All right, sorry. Yeah, we'll take it up with management.
Oh, people used to do that with Jared.
Oh yeah,
all the time.
Yep.
So when we all actually still worked at Black Rifle, people would call customer service like, "I want to speak to somebody about this Jared Taylor," and he would go get the phone. He goes, "Yeah, it's Jared."
Yep.
You guys, I own the company. You fucking bitch. What are you gonna do?
Well, but to answer your question, how did I get banned so much? So it was I was trying to expose TikTok's the way that TikTok works is. If you have enough people report you, they'll just take your account down, no questions asked, right? So I was making 10 accounts a day just to sort of prove the flaw in the system. I've also been I've been banned off of post Elon Twitter twice. I've been banned off of Instagram 3 times, but it's because I don't give a fuck. I don't tailor my language. When you see these creators that start saying shit like grape or essay instead of rape, if you see people that don't swear intentionally trying to trick the algorithm, it's like, dude, you're fucking retarded and you're trying to trick a supercomputer. All right. So that just makes you more retarded. I do the exact opposite and I'm completely uncensored. I speak exactly how I'm speaking to you right now. Say whatever I want, retard, don't care. It's not in me to surrender willingly the freedom that I was given by God to speak however I want to speak. In fact, I'll say it even worse if you try to take it from me.
But do you want to be a social media influencer? Like, what's the goal of
really
it? Because
I don't really
with a
fuck.
Real job, and you're in contracting. It's very lucrative, especially in Texas, and they are short on demand. I mean, Jesus Christ. You guys are in huge demand, forgive me, because there's not enough of you guys working here
in
the entire state of Texas. So why do it? Just to do it, I guess.
I do it because they tried to take it from me. That's exactly why I do it. I had no interest in being anything big on social media. I was just fucking around, having fun. I made a fucking joke about a fucking leftist, fucking sensitive piece of shit, and all of his followers came after me. And on that day, I said, well, fuck you. Now I'm going to beat the internet. Now I'm going to become the biggest name you've ever heard of. Now I'm not going to go away just because you told me to. That's why I do it. I do it because they told me I couldn't have it, and now I want it.
Okay. But what does that entail exactly?
Just keep on talking.
What is it?
It is just my voice. I'm not trying. I fucking hate the term influencer. I think they're a bunch of fucking weirdos. It's Hollywood light. It's like a B movie of Hollywood. Influencers are cunts. They're all clout chasers. They'll sell their fucking kids for 100,000 followers. I don't want to be an influencer. I want my voice, and I'm going to keep it, and then I'm going to grow it so big that you can't ever fucking take it. That's what I'm doing, and they hate that.
Yeah, but if you've been banned, what, 130 times, you said?
No, I've been banned on TikTok 360 times and then maybe 30 or 40 times on other platforms.
So let's just take TikTok at 360. Do you still have followers on TikTok?
Oh, no, I stopped using TikTok because also it's fucking toxic and addicting. So I got off of that. After 360, I was like, okay, I made my point. I don't need to be on here. It was just to prove a point that I could get banned more times than anybody else without doing anything. They would ban, the way TikTok works is they'd ban my account with no content on it. I would make a new account and I would just put the Misfit Patriot and I would share it on my Beacons link. I wouldn't make a post and they would take the account down. So I would tell my friend, I would be like, you make an account, call yourself the Misfit Patriot. I'm going to put you in my Beacons link and I want to see if they take the account down. And the reason why we're doing that is because there's a reason why I had a lawyer on standby when the FBI showed up, because we're putting together lawsuits against these social media companies for all the harassment.
Texas is one of the states where you can sue for that shit.
HB 20, yeah. Texas law, HB 20. And that's what I
was... So this would make a little more sense to me, because 360 times creating an account is a lot of fucking time and work.
You have no idea how easy it is. You can type... This is how easy it is to make an account on TikTok. Run your fucking hands across the keyboard, hit gmail.com, and fucking hit enter, and you're on TikTok. This is why I believe it needs to be regulated or... It needs it. I don't care if you ban it, but make it American at least, because the way that you can be harassed, like let's say you're a 15-year-old kid who's getting bullied by a bunch of fucking cunts, right? And you want that kid
online?
Wants, yeah, online, and you just want to block them. You just want them to go away. You're going through the same thing as me, a 38-year-old man who can take it is going through, but you're fragile, whatever. And let's say you just go, I'm just going to block these people, right? They can just gmail.com and come right back to your profile and be like, your mother's a whore. Like, they can do that over and over. I had people that made over 200, 300 accounts, same exact person. They used sock accounts, the same picture. So when that started happening, I actually did get into it to do something good and just try to expose what it was. That's why I made so many accounts. It wasn't all out of being, like, you know, stubborn. I had people reaching out to me. I know somebody that killed themselves because of this bullying shit. She took a shotgun to her chest because they wouldn't leave her alone. I know I've been messaged by so many people, which is why I got the fuck cancel culture shirt that I'm wearing. It's got the U. It's got an asterisk over the U, and people are like, oh, you're a First Amendment guy, but you're censoring yourself. No, it's the same thing as fuck cancer. It's a take on fuck cancer, because cancel culture is a cancer, and they're really doing a lot of damage to a lot of good people who were just trying to fucking live their life on the internet. And I'm also a free speech absolutist. I don't think you should ever be attacked by the government because of what you say, but you should also not be attacked by a fucking mob of just morally corrupt sociopaths just because you disagree with them on some political stance, or you made a joke, or you went after their favorite creator. Fuck all these people.
Well, you can't give the state the power to adjudicate that, though, because they're going to use it against you.
See,
like that's a complete non-starter.
Here's where I differ from a lot of people. I don't think that TikTok should be put under the same umbrella as, like, see, I don't think that Pornhub should be, or I don't think that Texas should be able to stop Pornhub, or Ron DeSantis should be able to stop social media, because those are American companies. I think that TikTok is a weapon of mass destruction. It's a mind control fucking operation by China. So I don't think it should be banned. I think that our government should do the only fucking job that they're supposed to do and protect their citizens from essentially a communist WMD aimed at America, because it really is a different animal than other social media apps. It's not a social media app. It's a brainwashing operation.
What's different about it that makes it brainwashing?
One thing that I just told you is the way that you can make accounts, right? You can make unlimited amount of accounts. How did I get banned 360 fucking times? Because I could just make an account. No verification, no nothing, right? So they don't follow the same rules that American companies have. Like, you can't just make...
Well, isn't that the same with Instagram and Facebook?
With Instagram, if you ban somebody on Instagram, you ban their device. I think that every social media company should follow this policy. So if I ban you, let's say you have three accounts on Instagram, and mm-hmm. you're being a cunt, and I ban you, it bans all three of your accounts. You can't even look me up on Google.
Or on Meta, if you block somebody, it blocks any account associated with that IMEI or SSI.
And I think
SSI
that that's even a good rule. I think that we should give power back to the people and stop parenting them through social media. I don't think there should be such a thing as a ban button for the company. I don't think that Elon should be able to suspend your account. I don't think that Zuckerberg should be able to suspend your account. But if you're being harassed, or if you're, or if you just don't want to see something, you should be able to get rid of that. That's personal accountability. You're tailoring your social media experience to what you want, right? But with TikTok, you can't do that. It's insane. Like,
well, you can, though. You can delete the app off your fucking phone.
You know what the fucking
weird... The government doesn't have the right to tell me what I can and can't look at. I don't give a fuck what the circumstances are. That is the slipperiest of all the slopes to say, well, this one's different. This is an emergency, so we're going to allow them to censor that one. You can't do that shit.
And again, I would rather... I would prefer they just... I would prefer they just make them an American company.
What do you think? Facebook's an American company?
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Because they're not. I mean, they're doing the same Marxist bullshit that everybody else is.
Yeah, even Zuckerberg went on Rogan and said, hey, when the FBI told me to stop regarding the Hunter Biden laptop story and all that stuff, yeah, we shut it down. Yes, we throttled down Republican posts and news articles 60% during the last election. Elon Musk is another one, man. Even with fucking X... When they came to him and said, hey, we want Donald Trump's DMs and all that other shit and you're going to give them to us, he fucking gave it to him.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, he actively censors on behalf of the Turkish, Indonesian, and Chinese governments on a regular basis as well.
You know, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air, and the FBI, if they are listening, go get yourself a new mattress from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. I want you to know if you're listening, FBI. Men or women, it's a beautiful mattress. It's the best goddamn night's sleep you'll ever have in your entire life. I don't know how that works. They give them government mattresses? Not sure over there. I'm assuming you can buy your own mattress and do whatever you want. FBI, I highly recommend you check out ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Why? Because it's 50% off right now, everything in the entire store. I don't know what your salary is, but I know you love a good savings. I don't give a fuck how rich I am. If somebody gives me 50% off anything, I'm typing in the goddamn promo code, bro. I don't give a shit what that dollar amount. I don't care if I'm Jeff Bezos, dude. I'm popping in promo codes for shit just because I want to feel alive inside. You can too. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Load up the cart. Mattresses, all made in America, 50% off. Sheets, made in America, 50% off. Pillows, made in America, 50% off. Adjustable bases. Where are they made? Yeah, goddamn right. The good old US of A, 50% off. They got mattresses for RVs. Venus Williams got a new collection over there, 50% off all of that. All you got to do is type in that promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. While you're there, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. So stretch it out, bro. Stretch it out over 3 years. You'll barely even notice it's on the goddamn credit card. Why? That's what my wife does, and I don't fucking notice. So do it. Next up, we got buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. Today, you're getting 20% off your Raycon order over there. Mother's Day gifts. Mother's Day's right around the corner. God damn, dude. We're in fucking mid-April already. Unbelievable, man. Your mom would love a new set of headphones. I can tell you that. Because I've been with your mom, and I know she wants. She asked me. She was like, hey, Ross, you tell my son after you leave my house here to get some Raycons for Mother's Day? Sure. Ever notice someone, your moms ask for what they want for Mother's Day? Some of them just ask for one day of peace and quiet. In this family, good luck. Maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Raycon's everyday earbuds are the perfect way to tune out all the noise around you and tune in to something great, like this show. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands you know and love at half the price, which you'll love even more. Don't believe me? Check out their tens of thousands of five-star reviews. I obviously use my Raycons every single day here. These are the ones you see on the podcast. I wear them every single day on all these shows, dude. I'm a gigantic fan of these guys, and they're cheap as fuck, dude. Look, I'm telling you, if you're out there and you're in the market for new headphones, the best company to do it, dude. Because it's not, the quality isn't cheap. The quality is the goddamn same as all that other expensive shit. And that's it, man. Headphones have been jacking up prices for years. Not Raycons. Again, wear them from all the shows. Wear them to write in. Everything. They got 8 hours of playtime. 32-hour battery life. So you know Raycons are up to the task. If you're getting those little guys to jog in and stuff like that, they got three customizable sound profiles, earbud, tap function, noise isolation, awareness mode, and then they got those optimized gel tips for a custom comfortable fit. So if you're getting the ones, the workout ones that you run in, say you got big ear holes like myself, this will eliminate that. They seriously are the best Mother's Day gift. And if all your siblings got mom the same gift, well, Raycon offers easy 30-day returns just in case. Go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. Head on over to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got the wellness company, TWC's on the show today. That's twc.health/drinkingbros, promo code drinkingbros, for 15% off all purchases over there. Are you prepared for the unexpected? In a world where chaos seems to lurk around every corner, being prepared is no longer a choice, it's a necessity. That's where the wellness company comes in. Imagine having the peace of mind that you're equipped to handle any medical crisis, from tick bites to the latest pandemic. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is your lifeline. Packed with essential medications like ivermectin, emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and more, this kit is your ultimate preparedness solution. The Wellness Company's team of renowned medical professionals, including Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Reich, and Dr. Drew Penske, and a bunch of more truth-seeking doctors, have designed a kit that sets the gold standard for safety and prevention. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/drinkingbros and use the promo code drinkingbros for an exclusive 15% off discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow at twc.health/drinkingbros, promo code drinkingbros, for 15% off. Last but not least on the old show today, we got Manscaped.com. All right, this is a serious one here from Manscaped. This episode brought to you by Manscaped. You know, one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use the promo code DRINKINGBROS for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Health issues, man, are starting to become more important as we get older here. With this in mind, you can perform a simple routine self-check at home while enjoying your Manscaped products you use every day, like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there, so you got to be checking on the boys down there to make sure you're healthy. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. It's also got dual LED spotlights. You'll achieve better visibility down there, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. You can bring this trimmer wherever you go. It's wireless, and you can bring it in the shower. Thing's fucking waterproof as well. Also bring in the bath of the ocean if they'll let you trim your pubes out there. I guess if you're by yourself on a private beach, why not? Help yourself here. It's also got a travel lock feature, so that thing's not going to go off in your suitcase and vibrate all over the goddamn place. In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support to fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That's why they will be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off plus free shipping with the code DRINKINGBROS, because like a famous American philosopher once said, Take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens. Right.
The way
what makes it all different, I guess, and this is what I struggle with.
All right, it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't. All right, so the way that TikTok, I would say, is different is because their goal is to create something in America that destroys America. And the social media companies that are, I guess you could call them American-owned, like Facebook and you know Snapchat, all the other ones, or I don't even know if Snapchat is, but
WhatsApp is owned by
Snapchat. Well,
Snapchat's owned by Meta, right?
No, Snapchat's independent.
Oh, they're independent. I think WhatsApp is the one that owns.
WhatsApp, yeah, for sure.
WhatsApp is owned by Meta. Yep. Pinterest, I don't remember. I think it's independent. Obviously,
Pinterest is probably owned by. All right,
so let me put
people.
It to you this way. All right, so if there was a social media app that was trying to destroy America and they were an American company with an American owner and investors, it wouldn't be something that they would want to do. China's, I believe, if you look at the TikTok, the Chinese version of TikTok, their videos are all educational and about patriotism. They don't even allow the American version in China, right? Like it's a completely different animal. There's features that they put in like stitches and duets where it makes it very easy to grab somebody's video and then create some type of argument with them. It's very argumentative over there. And I mean, and like I said, the only thing that I regret that I've ever done on social media was being on TikTok. My ex-girlfriend's kid was like, you should make a TikTok. And then a year later, I'm fighting the entire fucking internet, right? So the app itself, it's mental fentanyl, it's toxic, and it's really hard to explain how it's different from others, but the best way that you can figure out how it's different from others is to use the others and compare and see what happens.
Well, the way it's different is that all social media is trying to keep you on their platform as long as possible. Mm-hmm. TikTok's the best at it. They're the
because
best. They're
their algorithm.
They're the best at the death scroll. That's just how it is.
Their algorithm figures out what you want, how you want it, and they also keep you engaged. Like, so one of my buddies, I looked at his TikTok, he maxed out his followers. I don't know if it was 1,000 or 5,000. He maxed out his fucking followers. You can only follow a certain amount of people, and it was all just hot chicks. Like, it was all hot chicks doing like fucking like the shaking their ass dances. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I was like, is this what, like,
you just described Bob's account?
Yeah. So but I'm like, yeah, but he's a horny
burner.
Yo, he's a horny cunt. And like, that's exactly what TikTok knew. If you, my algorithm was more related to educational videos based off of like, you know, building stuff. I'm a contractor. And I got thrown into a completely new algorithm where it was like a lot of drama, a lot of people fighting back and forth, and then I started getting into that. But either way, I think that all social medias should do better, but I think that TikTok is social media on steroids. If you watch The Social Experiment, you kind of know what they do. It's algorithmic targeting geared towards a certain goal, right?
Well, Twitter is hatred.
So Twitter's all arguing.
That's all it is. So the people you hate is who will pop up in your feed.
That's what it is.
And I see the same fucking people all the time. I've said it before on the show. JoJo from Jurs, mm-hmm. Barbara Streisand, Alyssa Milano, and then you can go
those
in.
Those two Krasenstein dudes that suck each other's dicks.
Yeah. Yes.
Those
God, the Island Boys?
There's definitely a lot of...
They're the White Island Boys.
There's a lot of brotherly love going on.
Oh, they definitely drink each other's cum.
Yeah.
For breakfast, probably.
Yeah. Well,
and there's like,
it's protein.
I was going to address that right off the bat. It's not as much protein as you think.
Well, if you keep sucking, it is. And that's, you gotta keep sucking dicks.
The average ejaculation is like a quarter ounce or something. It's not enough, dude. I need more.
I don't know how you know this, but I hope it's a fucking independent study.
That's why you get big cums.
Big cums, dude. Semenex.
Oh, shit.
Jack Mandeville's got big cums, dude. So that Semenex pops up and that Ropex. Ropex was a sponsor for a little bit here. And then, we got the hat there.
Nice. Yeah, that's
big cums right there.
We're sponsored by big cums.
We are.
What's that?
Been doing it since 88.
If you eat enough pineapples, it'll be big sweet cums.
That's a myth.
It's a myth.
You got to put the pineapple directly in the semen.
You sure do.
Just dip it.
It's like cottage cheese.
It really is.
I'm going to let you guys. I'm going to leave that to you. I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah, yeah. But no, as far as all these social media apps, it's the same fucking hatred going on.
I don't want to make it, listen, I'm a free speech absolutist. I don't think that the government should have the ability to ban shit, especially shit that is something that is useful to society. I wouldn't be a contractor without YouTube. I literally learned how to do what I do off of learning and getting education from social media. I'm not saying that TikTok should be banned. I'm saying that this version of it should at least be looked at on a larger scale. So, I do not fucking want any more gaslighting about you're agreeing with the government. Fuck the government. Fuck our government. Fuck China's government. Fuck all of them. It's not about that. A broken clock's right twice a day. And the reason why they're trying to ban TikTok probably has nothing to do with your safety and security. It's not about data stealing. Every social media company does that. For some reason, they want to do it. And I'm saying that while I agree with the end result, I don't have any idea why, but they're definitely not doing it for you. Trust me. They don't give a fuck about your kids.
My theory on that is, and I think this is pretty, I think it's obvious if you dig into the people that are pushing the ban for TikTok. It's not a ban. They don't want to ban it because it generates revenue.
Yeah.
They're not going to ban it. They want to fucking have it under their control, even if it's not an American.
That's probably what they want.
Well, so the vast majority, I think like 80% of kids under 30 get their news from TikTok.
Yeah. And I mean, look at what they did with fucking you remember Osama bin Laden's letters, right? Do you remember that trend?
You know, I saw a bunch of TikTok posts that were shared everywhere else. I don't really follow
TikTok. So it's like it was literally Osama bin Laden like talking about why he fucking blew up the Twin Towers and TikTok. Like I said, it's a WMD aimed at America because of the way that they use the algorithm. They can get the dumbest fucking people among us, which are most likely kids and drug addicts and alcoholics and fucking liberals because they're all fucking home. And they can convince them that the guy that blew up the Twin Towers was doing it for righteous reasons. And it's like, I'm not here to tell you that the government should try to control that. I'm just saying that if they can push radical Islamic ideology in mass on us, maybe we should at least think about whether or not that is something that should be controlled. Because I don't want anything controlled. I don't fucking even wear my seatbelt. It's a slippery.
In a car?
Yeah, fuck them. I mean, yeah. This is what I think. I think that laws should be geared towards protecting another person from another person and never geared towards protecting you from yourself. So a speeding law makes sense because it's protecting me from driving my car fast into you. A seatbelt law is only protecting me from flying out of my window, and I don't give a fuck whether or not you want that to happen. I'm allowed to fucking be reckless. I'm allowed to be dangerous as long as I'm not harming other people.
A crime has a victim, and the victim cannot be oneself or the state.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
and most common
unless
laws,
you're Donald true. Trump, and then you can go to jail for fucking anything. Like that's what they're trying to do with him.
With Carradine, was he the zone victim or was he having a good time?
Wasn't a crime.
Mixed up. That's true.
It's not a crime to jerk off while choking yourself.
That's why people who work in suicide, the industry, if you want to call it that, don't like the phrase "commit suicide" because it sounds like they've committed a crime as well.
Oh no, shit!
They just like to say something more specific, like killed yourself or took your own life or whatever.
That makes sense. I'm looking at your feed here. There's another girl, Bob, pull this up. He posted about 5 hours ago. Says Cam St. Martin. The FBI came to my house over a tweet. Not cool.
This is
play this video.
Yeah, so
this is another Ring camera video.
And then there's
well.
Another one on top of that.
Right. Play this one.
I was hoping to see if I could have a couple of minutes of her time.
Sorry.
Okay. She's at work. Is there a chance I can make an arrangement to come back and talk to her?
God, look at this gay nerd.
It's about the Baton Rouge subject.
Baton Rouge subject? What's that?
Louisiana?
No, I understand. Louisiana? I know what say. I know what Louisiana is, boy! You don't have to tell me what Louisiana is! No, but what are they referring to? Okay, read this tweet, Bob.
So it's a picture of a black dude on a weight bench
super
or whatever.
Jacked.
You don't know he's black. You better ask him first.
Yeah, ask him first. What he identifies as.
Shit.
She said, this monster drugged my 27-year-old cousin at La Barge Casino in Baton Rouge last February. He dumped her half-naked dead body like trash, rap sheet a mile long. He walks today on probation. Damian Matthews, may you reap what you have sown.
What's wrong with that? Like, she could have said, fuck that N-word, and it still would have been freedom of speech.
Brandenburg v. Ohio is a Supreme Court case. I've mentioned it on here before, but it determines what is and is not a threat against another human being, right? Or what is or isn't incitement of a riot, things like that. It has to be a very specific thing, right? Uh-huh. Like, you have to say, like, wishing harm on somebody is not a crime. Saying, I hope somebody dies, that's not a crime. I'm hoping.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, like, you know, I mean, just
like, you can't control my thoughts.
I'm rubbing a fucking a lamp, hoping a genie pops out. I'm not I don't actually have one.
It's literally thought crime. That's what that is. Like, the idea that the fucking Department of Justice would send this gay retard out there to her house to fumble about his paperwork and say, "Hey, you know, you said some mean things on the internet. Somebody should walk outside and breech kick that dude's fucking chest in." You know what I mean? That's what should happen.
At least they sent the cast of Brokeback Mountain 2 out to my house.
Well, I guess. I mean, he's wearing a salmon-colored shirt.
He's wearing, like, really?
Somebody blend in.
Somebody said skinny. Gotta blend in. Somebody said skinny jeans and chucks. There's no way that guy's a fucking agent.
No, that's like, that's how it is.
Yeah.
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 But there's one more video from, like I was saying earlier. There's this, I haven't confirmed.
Go back,
this.
Go back to his feed there and show that other video. You said there's another one.
Yeah,
of the FBI coming to somebody's house.
As far as I know, there's no nothing. This isn't verified, but supposedly she's a pro-Palestine liberal.
Where is this at on your feed?
It should be right there under right next. Nope, no, sorry, that's Demi Moore making out with a child. There it is.
That's hot.
That one. Okay.
Is your volume on that one?
God damn, put some WD-40 on that door,
bitch. Can you just move in front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy?
Sure we can, yeah. I need you to identify yourself and let me take imagery of your IDs.
I'm not going to show you my credentials on the phone.
So you said you were with the FBI?
That's correct.
And why won't you show me your credentials?
I didn't
take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already. So, and we identified ourselves. So what we'd like to do
I didn't look at your credentials again. Didn't verify them. I told you to wait, and I went inside.
Okay, that's correct. What we'd like to do is just have a conversation with you about some social media posts that you've made. Would you be willing to talk to us today about that?
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer.
Okay.
Do you have identification?
Do you have a card or cards? For an attorney that we can reach
no.
Out to you?
No. I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right. You'd like to have your attorney contact the FBI office in Oklahoma City.
What's the number? What are the names of the agents?
I'll Google it for you.
You'll Google it? You don't know the number to your own office?
So you're refusing to identify yourself.
Let me look up the number to Oklahoma or whatever the fuck.
Again, I did not take a look.
So the phone number for the FBI in Oklahoma City is 405-290-7770.
Okay.
If you can just call and give me a name, then we'll be able to get you in contact with us and we'll be happy to support you.
And tell him that Facebook flagged me for posts.
Facebook gave us a couple of screenshots of your account.
Okay. So we no longer live in a free country and we can't say what we want?
No, we totally do. That's why we're not here to arrest you or anything like that.
Well, you can't arrest me for freedom of speech. We live in America.
Yes, right.
Exactly. So it's kind of weird that you want to come talk to me about me exercising my freedom of speech.
We do this every day, all day long, talk to people.
Okay.
It's just an effort to keep everybody safe, make sure that nobody has any ill will or bad intent or anything like that. And we've got no reason to believe necessarily that that's
these three FBI agents.
So do you have a conversation with everybody on the neighborhood?
Like, it's really time to start throwing these people in prison forever for violating people's civil liberties.
As an American citizen on a public social media platform with my personal opinions. Correct.
These people are fucking cowards.
They're either cowards or they're in on it. They're either cowards or they want to do it.
Right in America, especially older generation.
They're either cowards or they want to do it. I mean,
Are you questioning all the citizens in America?
I'd like to think that if I ever worked for the FBI and I took an oath to defend and uphold the Constitution, and then, like, I don't know, 6 months to a year in, and you want to keep your job, but somebody threw this shit across my desk, I'd like to think that I would look at my boss and I'd be like, hey, Jerry, no, go fuck yourself. This person didn't do anything wrong. We're not going to his fucking house.
That's not what the FBI is anymore, though.
That's what it should be.
It should be. Dan thinks we don't even need it. So.
I don't think we need a federal government at all.
Right.
I'm a libertarian. I think get rid of the three-letter agencies, too.
But meanwhile, while these cocksuckers are doing this shit, driving around trying to intimidate people in their own homes, like three federal agents show up to your house to talk to you about screenshots from fucking Facebook.
Right.
And it's not, they openly admit it's not a crime. Why don't you go do your goddamn job, you fucking useless piece of fucking shit?
Well, my question is, like, in, let's say just in my situation, what the fuck did you want to know? Right. What was the box? Like, so the agent specifically said, we're just checking a box. It's just procedure. What box? What box, bitch? Like, what the fuck? What does the box say that after it's like when you fill out a fucking, like a firearms form, like Hunter Biden, like, do you do drugs? And he went, no, right? Like, that's a box he checked. What the fuck was before the box?
Right, and have you thought about that?
I have.
All of the posts you've made, was there any ones that you were like, all right, one, that was questionable?
Here's one that I think could be questionable. The, you know, the fucking retard that set himself on fire outside the Israel embassy? I said, make it a trend, right? And what I said it very specifically, I go, if this is how you want to protest, where you're not taking out other people, like the woman who shot up Joel Olstein, whatever the fuck his name is, that cunt, if you're not grabbing your kid, putting Free Palestine on the end of your rifle, and shooting innocent civilians, and instead what you're doing is covering yourself in gasoline and lighting a match, make it a fucking trend. As long as you're not hurting other people, go ahead. I have no problem with you killing yourself. That's not what I wasn't, even if I was wishing him to do it, doesn't matter. And I told Jake Shields, because he was fucking posting about it, I go, if you think this kid's a hero, why don't you do it, right? That is something that I think maybe could be borderline for a question of what did you mean by that. Even still, worst case scenario, that's a fucking phone call. That's not two special agents at my house. And I would have said the same thing that I said to them in real life. Talk to my fucking lawyer. Right? I can say whatever the fuck I want. I can tell you to kill yourself. I'm not going to. I'm not a dick. But I didn't even say that. I didn't say kill yourself. I said, if you want to, if you feel like this is a form of extreme protest, go ahead. You are free to do that. I have absolutely no problem with you living your best life if your best life is on fire, screaming Free Palestine. No problem.
My only thing is I wish they would have scored it to that Alicia Keys song.
And it, well,
this girl's on fire.
Yeah. No, but the funny thing is that kid was in San Antonio. He was from San Antonio. So that could be it. Like, that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
Because when I say shit, I'm if you look at my content, if you go and scroll, I'm not extreme. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I fucking constantly talk about how I hate conspiracy theories. Anytime I talk about January 6th, let's say if I say something along the lines of, what did you expect? Do you think people are going to let you steal an election without showing up to the fucking Capitol and making their voices heard? I'm not condoning it. I'm not promoting it. I'm saying, are you fucking retarded? You stole the election.
Yeah, I'm looking at your feed right now, and it just seems to be a bunch of posts that you've liked for Beyonce's new country album.
That's, wow.
So.
What is it? How does it go?
That ain't Texas, bro.
It ain't Texas.
That ain't Texas.
So oh, she God. Also covered something.
Jolene. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Did she?
I listened to the album last night.
I refuse to listen to
that
it.
That should be a crime, probably.
I'm from Boston, so I'm not a big old country boy. I still haven't bought cowboy boots or a cowboy hat.
I love country music. I listened to it last night.
I like
night.
It.
You should buy cowboy boots and a hat when you own cattle or horses.
Exactly. Yeah. Hold on. Here's my thing. Am I a cowboy? Am I?
You're a cowman.
So look, when I see these rappers wearing construction boots, I'm like, have you built anything? Like, fucking no. Those Timberlands are clean as fuck. You shouldn't be wearing them. I shouldn't be wearing cowboy boots because I'm not a cowboy.
So you're saying that's cultural appropriation.
It is.
Yeah, they're
it is.
Stealing from contractors.
Exactly. You're stealing from me.
I can't believe we've never had a visit.
You and I?
Yeah. from one of these federal agencies. Well, I know that the Pentagon was recording everything
I said for a while.
I mean, there's still time.
Yeah, we'll get there. But I, like, so when all those people, Elon Musk posted that video of all those illegal immigrants rushing past the National Guardsmen at the border here, and I just put open fire, right?
Yeah.
Which is a normal thing to say when somebody, when military age males are invading your fucking country. Yeah. Right,
you and what happened to you?
You should kill those people. I got suspended for a week.
Well, okay. What was that cunt's name on CNN? The one that I don't know if he, I know he's on MSNBC. He's got the glasses. He's bald with his fucking ears out. And he said on January 6th, shoot them. Like he said it on TV. He was like, he's like, no. Those people. He said shoot them. So you said the same exact thing he said.
Yeah, so, but I said it about people that don't have rights.
Correct. I mean, hey, show me where in the fucking Constitution because this judge that just said that illegal immigrants now have a right to a Second Amendment, and I'm like, where does it say that?
Yeah, nowhere.
Like, where? If I go to Uganda, I don't know what the fuck their constitution is or if they even have one. I know they got AIDS, but I mean, they're not like, I don't get their rights. Yeah. I'm a tourist. I'm an illegal. Like, and people think that when we say illegal, we're talking about anyone who comes into the United States. No, if I go to fucking like Ireland, if I sneak into Ireland and I live there and I didn't do anything to fucking go through any type of process of citizenship, I am an illegal immigrant in Ireland. Like, so we're just fucking saying the right words and you get called racist for it.
That's fine. Meanwhile, remember that dude that was punching women in the face?
Yeah.
He got caught.
They finally arrested him. He's been released today without bail.
Of course.
No bail.
No way.
Of course.
For what reason?
Franz Judy.
Because bail is racist.
Pull up Franz,
maybe.
Franz?
Yeah, F-R-A-N-Z, and then Judy spelled like Jerry Judy.
I think he's a Trump supporter, too.
Is he
really?
I fucking
hope so, dude.
That he has a Trump flag in his
You voting
bag.
For Trump? Bam!
Yeah, dude.
that's viral.
Maybe that's why they let him go, dude.
I'm a huge Trump supporter. I've met plenty of Trump supporters that are cunts.
Mm-hmm. Let's see this person.
Yeah, woman.
Oh, that's the lady.
Is
that the guy right there?
He broke her shit.
Oh, that's a different guy.
This dude has been arrested seven times.
She looked like one of the bad guys in Dick Tracy after he hit her.
Yeah.
Why there's so there's several New York men punching women.
Yeah, it's weird how they're all white.
Yeah, or whatever the opposite of that is. They just let this guy go, Dan?
Yeah, no bail.
What was the reasoning given?
Bail's racist.
Ah, okay.
Just like Bridges.
Yep.
Can sometimes be racist. That's from 2 years ago. People keep posting that from Mayor Pete.
Yeah, but only if black people cross them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, it's like black people end up having to live under underpasses.
I know. I see them
because
all
the time. You're just going to build a highway through my neighborhood. It's like that's happening right now.
They're trying to do that to this building. This could be a homeless encampment eventually.
It will be. Because this will be. They have one. It's one lane on each side of the fucking overpass.
You should make a time capsule, and before they fucking take this building, you should just like bury like.
We're having a party.
Yeah, we're having a party.
We're having an end with the last day that we're in this building. We're having an end of the world party, and it's going to be left in the condition that we leave it in.
Yeah,
nice.
So and whatever they have here. Also on that boat story, by the way. Did you hear the footage and the black box and all that shit gave out?
Oh yeah, 2 minutes is gone. So here's what I went from full on conspiracy theory because I'm tired of seeing the trains flip over and chicken farms catch on fire. So I immediately went to conspiracy theory. I'm like, they took that bridge down. And then like 12 hours later, I was like, okay, maybe it was an accident because they made a bunch of good arguments. And then when I saw the black box thing, I was like, yeah, they took that fucking bridge down.
He gave a live fucking press conference and it was just like, come on now.
Well, right away, he was like, we're going to pay for it. I'm like, well, why the fuck are you taking ownership with our money, by the way? Like, that's our tax dollars.
Did you know, guess the nationality of the boat driver?
Ukrainian.
Was it really?
Yep.
You don't.
That's just a weird little twist.
They say that he wasn't there or something. It was fucking. He's fucking Ukrainian.
Didn't get any great answers from that press conference.
No.
It was very, very odd.
Boats are racist. That's what we got.
Yeah, boats and hoes. Now it's time for the drinking bro of the week. Here, got a sad one for you, Bob. If you could play this clip, I sent it to you in a DM via Twitter. Here, drinking bro of the week goes out to Chappie Sinclair. Mm,
I thought it was going to be actually sad.
This is sad. You remember this scene. Volume. God damn it. Rewind it.
We're definitely getting... gonna. The video's
going to
get...
This will not be on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
No, this will not be.
Oh, it won't be? Yeah. Oh, that's right. Nothing you can do
about me. Oh, you're right.
Turn it up. Climb high like I told you.
Climb high like I told you.
Doug, I ain't going to make it.
Fuck! That gets me every time, dude. Look at that.
Didn't that guy play a serial rapist and killer on the first season of Bosch?
Who was it? Was it Louis Gossett Jr.?
The white kid.
No, the white guy, dude.
Oh.
No, Louis Gossett Jr., he's a rapist.
He's 80. No, he's not. He's 87 years old. He died today.
I'm racist. I only focus on black people.
Louis Gossett Jr., one of the best to ever do it. Officer and the Gentleman. First black actor to win Best Supporting Oscar. Huge fan of him. Actually, true story, we tried to get him for Range 15. We reached out. We thought it would be awesome.
Too
obviously.
Old.
No, he was just like, hey, dude, I'm not acting anymore. This was, you know. Mm. I was unaware of how old he was, though. I had to actually look it up. So he died at 87, so he would have been 80 at the time.
The only way to really tell for sure is to cut him in half and count the rings. I've said this forever.
Sure, sure.
So let's exhume the body. They probably haven't buried it yet. He just died today. I can get over there right quick. Little bandsaw.
Man, dude.
Well, black don't crack, so you're going to have a hard time.
Oh, it'll crack.
It'll get there.
I've got a lock splitter. Maybe that'll work.
And this is a quote by Chappie Sinclair from one of the greatest films ever made, Iron Eagle. God doesn't give people talents that he doesn't want people to use. And he gave you the touch. When he was talking to Doug when he said this. Mm. It's a power inside you. Down there where you keep your guts, boy. It's all you need to blast your way in and get back what they took from you. Mm. And that relates to your story today, my man.
Yeah, it also relates to Bill Cosby's journey.
You know what they say, 50 no's and a yes is a yes.
Yeah, you need to blast your way in and get back what they took
from you. It's not like his dad was going to fucking come back to life. Oh, I guess his dad was...
His dad lived.
He was a POW at that point.
His dad lived, and he flew over to Iran bravely, I should say, because the government wouldn't help him. And he had to take matters into his own hand, plan this mission with his buddies, and then get Lou Gossett Jr. involved.
Did you see Iron Eagle 1.5?
No, I didn't see the second one.
Yeah, it's where, 1.5.
I didn't see 1.5 or the second one.
One and two, it's where his dad's like becomes an alcoholic and then kills himself.
That'd be great. You think that's what happened to him?
No, doesn't he die at the beginning of the second one?
No. Actually,
isn't that the story? The dad dies in like a test crash.
I couldn't do a sequel to that.
It wasn't bad.
Was it really?
Speaking of Bill Cosby, I don't know if you've seen that whole Steven Crowder thing with the whole divorce and some dude inserting himself into it. But somebody that was trashing Steven Crowder was like, he literally got fucking Bill Cosby's lawyer. And I'm like, isn't Bill Cosby like out of jail? Like,
he's a great lawyer, though. So
that's exactly who I hire.
I'd call Jose Baez, dude, who got Casey Anthony.
If I could get Johnny Cochran, I'd get him.
Like, he's dead.
I know. That's why I said if.
I know.
We can dig him up, though.
Best in the biz, that guy. Yeah. Everybody loved him in L.A. Johnny Cochran.
Mm.
Everybody loved him in Los Angeles. He got top-notch treatment out of
everyone. We use Tim Parlatore. He's Trump's lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
I might need his number. Better. I mean, with what's happening.
We'll see what happens at your house.
Yeah.
We appreciate you being on and sharing your story. Seen this around online, and it's interesting because... this is going to keep happening, obviously.
I believe it will. I believe you're going to see more of these. And just some advice for everybody. I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn. Do what I did, right? Get it on video. Only ask questions. Do not answer questions. Do not answer questions. That is directly from a lawyer. You do not answer questions. But you can ask them, why the fuck are you here? What the fuck is this about? Call my fucking lawyer.
And Lázaro López is sitting back there, just walked in. He's never answered a question in his entire life. You know, all of it's gone through his lawyers.
I like that. Remember that video we played of that dude who was at the police station questioning detectives in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing here? You've been drinking? Where are you coming in from? Fuck those
guys.
Big
fan of that guy.
By the way, so Doug dies in the first scene in Iron Eagle
2. Doug does?
Yeah.
Doug Masters?
Yep.
God damn. What's his real... Oh, it's Jason Gedrick. That's
Gedrick,
right.
Yeah.
I'll be your Doug.
Son of a bitch, man. Is he alive?
Gedrick? Yeah, he's like 59.
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
He's got time. I was serious. He was the main antagonist in the first season of Bosch on HBO.
Okay.
Or on Prime.
Good. I'm glad he's still working. Do we have any other
credits?
He was
really good at it, too. I mean, he played a good creep. I definitely believed that he was eating those and raping those dudes.
I believe that he invaded Iran on his own and got his father out.
That definitely happened.
Yes. Scroll down, Bob. What's his last credit there? What do we got for Jason Gedrick?
Nothing coming up.
He was acting with your buddy Klain
in
Lethal Weapon.
Oh, shit. You don't say. I'll call him. I'll ask him.
Let's see if it's the right season, though. It's probably not. 2019?
He did one episode.
That's fine.
What's season the season? Three?
That's fine. No, he wasn't there.
The show.
Oh, season three, yeah,
he wasn't there. Here for that,
yeah. Didn't that guy get replaced by Stifler? Is that the one?
He did, yeah. It's my best friend.
I like him. He was great. Finest Kind.
Yeah, Finest Kind is good.
I love that movie.
Of course you do. You fucking Boston dirtbag, dude. It just came out on Paramount Plus.
Because it makes
Tommy Lee Jones.
Because it makes sense. That's what we do to protect our kids.
Was it good? I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, I won't spoil it.
But it was good?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I heard it was great. Ben Foster's in it.
Yeah, I love him too. He's great.
Yeah. I'll peep it out. And R.I.P. Lou Gossett Jr. I loved you. I loved you, Chappie. If you're playing this, that means I'm dead. God, when he plays that tape too, God damn it, man. I could strangle bait right now to that fucking scene if you put it on.
Wait, when did Chappie die?
Chappie died right there in the ocean, man. He went down. I think he got found, though, later, Bob. Am I tripping balls?
He stars in episodes.
That's right, dude. Doesn't somebody find him and then they have a big group hug at the end?
Yeah, which is interesting because
I haven't seen that movie in years.
He's black and it's the water.
Well, the water was very blue.
No, I don't mean they can't see him, asshole. I mean
More buoyant than a fighter jet.
Really?
No swimming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nailed it.
Less buoyant than a white.
But I think you pull the thing, right? Doesn't it have an inflatable thing?
It's what's it called? PFD, personal flotation device. And when it detects enough moisture, it fucking inflates on its own.
Okay. If you're hearing this, I'm going down. That means I'm dead. Fuck, dude. Big fan. All right. R.I.P. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.